Letters in Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, Mary. Campground, Kansas City, October 8, 1888. Portions of this letter are published in 3BIO 387. Dear Mary, we arrived in Kansas City last evening at 5:30 p.m. just a little too late to make connections with the train we wished to take, or that our tickets would take us over to Minneapolis. We had all our baggage placed on a truck, and quite a little army stood about it. We went into the waiting room, but it was so full, and there was such confusion of men, women, and children, we were glad to make our way some distance farther up on the platform. But trucks, and any amount of trunks, were constantly unloading about us, and we had to keep on the move. We would just get comfortably seated on a trunk when someone would say, "I will oblige you to move, please." We felt rather disheartened when we learned that we must tarry till the 9:30 train. Willie, White, John, and Elder Haskell then started out to find some of our brethren. We knew Brother Shireman lived in Kansas City, but we had not his address. While these three were searching, a fine-looking young lady came to me with hand extended and said, "Is not this Sister White?" I quickly responded. She said, "My name is Mallory. We are from Missouri. My father is here. I will find him. He would give $10 to see you." She left me a few moments and returned with her father, with whom I was acquainted, and soon there were no less than 12 surrounding us. They told us they were just attending to their baggage. They had been attending the Kansas camp meeting, which would close the next morning. They urged our going directly to the grounds and spending the night in camp, and we would get to our destination just as soon if we took the train the next day at 11:30. If we went on, we would have to stop at some place all night. They were so urgent, the company decided to remain a few hours longer. They shouldered the bedding, walked 3 blocks, took cable cars, and rode out 3 miles to a nice encampment. We were conducted into the reception tent, and it was neatly and comfortably furnished. This they gave to the company with us, and Elder Jones gave me his tent where we had a good bed. But Willie went back to the depot for his satchel, and John says he took a good bath. I slept little last night, for the confusion was just indescribable in the Kansas depot. This morning we were up early, for Willie informed me I was to speak in the early morning meeting. Elder Haskell spoke last evening. I drank a cup of warm water, ate a cracker, and went on the stand. Before me was a large number of intelligent-looking faces. I spoke with great freedom and clearness for about 1 hour. The audience listened as if spellbound. The Lord did help me. Praise His holy name. I spoke from 1 John 3, "Behold, what manner of love," etc. Breakfast is over. 8:00 meeting is in session. Elder Jones is now speaking. "You cannot tell what a gladness our coming here has brought to this camp meeting company, and they bemoan those who have gone home. Those we met at the depot returned in the place of going home. I believe this was in the providence of God. I have had only one ill turn, this much dreaded sinking spell on the cars the night after we started, I think it was. I was so weak after it, I kept quite still, would not visit or knit or do anything save look over a few exchange papers and select a few pieces. I am in much better condition than I thought I should be in. Willie and the ministers have had their Bible readings and searchings on the law. I did not even listen, for I wanted rest of mind and body. I kept my window open day and night, and the thick curtains furnished by the railroad company drawn about me. I lay or sat on the bed nearly all the time. We all kept well. No accident or harm has befallen us, and we are, I hope, fastening our hold more firmly upon God. Now, Mary, I want you to leave your case fully and entirely with the Lord. Do not be anxious, do Do not keep yourself reined up. Do not take your case into your own keeping. This will be your danger. But just rely on the arms of a compassionate, loving Savior who hath loved you and given his life for you. He is your best and truest friend. He loves you as no human being can love. Mary, rest in this love. If you can do anything in your power to improve your health, do it. This is in God's order. But should you go to earthly physicians who claim to do wonderful works of healing, then it would be out of God's order, and the reproof might come to you as to one of ancient times. Thou hast forsaken God, and because he went to the God of Ekron to inquire, and not to the living God, the judgment was pronounced that the afflicted would die. 2 Kings 1, verse 16. But Mary, you have not done this thing, and you may use anything for your good that Providence has furnished for the ills of man. Now do not worry one bit, but just trust, and the peace of God will abide upon you, and light will arise out of darkness. If the atmosphere of Healdsburg oppresses you, then, dear child, go to Burrow Valley. You can get someone to help you to get there, and to get your pony there, and the phaeton there by the way of Stockton. You go as you came back from Fresno. While you stay in Healdsburg, keep out of doors all that you can. I had a good visit with Brother and Sister Hutchings. They express earnest desire for you to come to Burrow Valley and spend the winter. Our family will so work in that you may arrange for Ella, White, and Reba to stay, and the baby, if you see it best, but let nothing hold you if the air and climate seem harsh. Take with you any fruit you please that I have in my cellar or in my storeroom, dried. I expect, when I return, to spend the winter in Burrow Valley. I must have less care, more retirement, else I shall become old and dilapidated. I look at Burrow Valley as a restful place. If you could get another little pony like Daisy, then you could take my mountain wagon, put your ponies to it, and let a trusty hand take them and the wagon to the valley. I want the wagon got from St. Helena and the top fixed up as it should be. It has new springs, new tires, and is all ready for use, except the top. I will pay all the expenses of getting the wagon and horses over to Burrow Valley. Willie talked of having my lumber wagon taken over there. This would require two larger horses to draw it, and he designed the mountain wagon should be hitched on behind, to take the boat at San Francisco or at Stockton. Of course, this would be slow work, and this can be done after we come. The first mentioned plan is the best. Get the mountain wagon over for your immediate, present use. You mind, I will pay the cost. I lay this before you if you should find that Healdsburg is too harsh a climate for you. The time is nearly come when we must be thinking of leaving this ground. But Mary, be of good courage in the Lord. Trust in him as a child trusts in a parent. Love to Sister McCumber and Reba and our household across the way, and to your little ones, Ella and Mabel, and receive my sincere love for yourself. Mother.